Well, God bless you all in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Good to be back with you all again to share God's Word. I'm finding that as I get older and more mature, I'm getting more and more excited about the Scriptures. Mm. Imagine that. Well, I know. Well, certainly our hearts are still very full after such a rich weekend in God's Word. God doing so many great things, moving in the hearts of people. You know, and things like that, events like that, really kind of make you think. You know, as different things are shared and taught, you really think, you can't help but think about how far you've come as a born-again one. And there's this aspect of growth that has kind of been put on my heart by the Father, so I've been kind of thinking about that recently. But tonight, I'm going to share on something that really just caught my attention as of recently. And I've entitled this, What He Has Made You to Be. And there are so many things that people think about when it comes to this kind of question of, oh, who are you? Who are you? Well, oh, I'm a teacher. I'm this. I'm that. I'm a doctor. I'm a auto mechanic, you know, and a lot of people oftentimes wear different types of hats. But in the event that in reality, you know, you're going to have, like most people have, a secular sort of thing that they kind of identify along with. But in the event that those identities are temporary by chance, here are some other things that are not. How about Spirit-filled? How about supernatural?
Sounds good.
How about partakers of the divine nature? Children of light. Light-bearers. Sons of God. Christ-like? Oh, yeah, you belong to Christ. And we all belong to Christ, as a matter of fact. You're a member of the body of Christ with a very unique function in a very unique place and ministry that only you can fulfill, that God has called you to. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you are fully and completely 100% immersed in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Folks, this is who you are. And this is what God has made you to be. I am a son of God. You are a son of God. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances appear to be like. You know why? Because that's what God's Word says about you. Tell you what, we're going to take a look at that real quick. 1 John chapter 3. Some of you probably know this verse by heart. First John chapter 3, verse 1 says, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called what?
The sons of God.
Therefore, the world doesn't know us, because guess what? Didn't know Him. You know, many people are just not satisfied with this. And it's a simple, simple truth. You know, they feel like they have to prove themselves somewhere else to get the satisfaction or the recognition from the world, thinking that they can identify or be identified with that in order to feel better about themselves. Mm. Guess what? The truth of God's Word says, find out who you are as a born-again one first and foremost. And you know what? Go ahead and accomplish anything you want in the world. Go ahead. But don't put your identity with that. And it's just the simple and basic truth of the Word. And the sad reality is that in the world today, people think that they can literally identify with or as something that they are not. and somehow they are that thing? How about we identify as something that we actually are? And in some translations, verse 1 says, and we are.
Amen.
What about you? What do you think about yourself? Who are you? You know, what has God made you to be? Pretty sad. Many people feel worthless. They feel unworthy, as if they're not accomplishing anything. You know why? Probably because of this whole identity crisis that people of the world are experiencing. But you know what? Maybe we should stop putting our value in things like what? Checkbook?
Mm-hmm.
Your value is not dependent on materialistic things or the amount of money you have in the bank. Your value is simply dependent on one thing and one thing only. What the Word of God says about who you are and what God has made you to be. And we are the sons of God. That's now.
Amen.
That's now. That's not 5 minutes ago. I mean, yes, it was, but that is now. Now are we the sons of God. You know, we've been exposed to such tremendous teaching of God's Word, trying to get us to realize our identification with the finished and completed work of Jesus Christ. Why do you think Ken emphasized that? Because people don't know. You know, man's basic spiritual problem is that he does not believe what the Word says.
Yeah.
It blows my mind because it's not that hard. I got to say, this is probably the most underappreciated reality of the lifestyle that God has enabled us to live. Let's take a look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Mm-hmm. See what God is trying to get across here? You are what the Word of God says you are. You have what the Word of God says you have. You can do what the Word of God says you can do. You will be what the Word of God says you will be. Those are not lies. Those are the bona fide truths of God's Word. And God's Word is something that does not change. That's what God has made us to be. And then all of this just really boils down to one thing. A great mystery. That God Himself would reveal to mankind at a very specific point in time. You know, it's far beyond our human comprehension, the plan that God set into action. Yet it's a very simple truth. So to Colossians 1:25. The most profound and most misunderstood reality in God's Word. Colossians 1:25, it says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the Word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Dr. Verhol shared on that subject?
Mm-hmm.
The most dynamic sharing I've ever heard in my entire life. On this section, Christ in you. Three of the most simple words that we identify as You know, I was born again once. Christ in you. Christ in you. You know, what power the church has, if only they knew it. But you know, this is what God has called us to be. Minister. You know, we don't have to have the REV period in front of our name, because we're all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in this administration, the grace of God superabounds to every person who is born again, completely, fully, 100%. You have a very special and a very dynamic purpose of the one body. And your sphere of influence reaches far beyond this room. Many, many people who your lives touch. Because you have the one purpose that God has given you, that only you can fulfill. You are what the Word of God says you are. You have what the Word of God says you have. You will be what the Word of God says you will be. And you can do what the Word of God says you can do. And not just because I said it, I didn't write the book. But because that is what God has made you to be. And that is the truth of God's Word. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the simple truths in your Word, Father. Man, oh man, without you, Father, without the Christ in us, what would life be like? So our hearts are full this evening, Father, and we thank you for all that you do, for all that you are. And we pray for these things, and we say thank you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 What did you say?